Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf, scenes from a royal marriage. So David has celebrated the bringing of the Aron to Yerushalayim, and now he's coming home. Vayosha David Lavarech Es Beiso. So when David came home, returned to bless his household, we know from the Yom Kippur laning that Aron would bless his family, and then the tribe, the Kohen Gadol, would bless the entire Shevet Levi, and then they would bless all of Klal Yisrael. So David went a little bit in reverse. He blessed all of the public, but he did not forget to come home and give brachos to his house as well after he was away on an extended trip to go handle all this Aron business. So when David returned to bless his household, Vateitzei Michal Bas Shaul likras David. This is another issue. The Nishkafa Biarach Alon, we've seen elsewhere in Tanakh. The going out to greet him, we have seen elsewhere in Tanakh also. Remember, Vateitzei Leah. Leah went out to go meet Yaakov in the fields and say, you're coming home with me tonight, not Rachel, because we traded off for some flowers from my kid. And then Dina, Vateitzei Dina Bas Leah. And Rashi says there in the Chumash that a mother who went out leaves a daughter who goes out. And so now Michal goes out. And she's so impatient, she couldn't even wait for him to enter the house. And as the Ma'am Lois says, you know, greet him cheerfully and accept his bracha, which would have been a huge help for Shalom Bayis. After 29 years of marriage, I can't say I know it all, but I can say being a little patient and waiting sometimes can let the anger ebb a little bit as well, rather than just bursting out with it the first second that you see the other person when you're upset. So Michal's been waiting, just waiting for him, and she came outside. Vateitzei Michal Bas Shaul likras David. Michal, the daughter of Shaul, went out to greet David. And of course, that is very germane. She's not just Michal Mrs. David. She's Michal Bas Shaul. It's her status as the daughter of Shaul that is what is motivating her to be so upset. Motivating her because in his house everybody was incredibly modest and they didn't even uncover the palms of their hands or the heels of their feet, as the Medrash says. The daughter of Shaul, because Shaul was mochel on his kavod and he lost his malchus for that. He listened to the rest of the nation rather than leading. He hid from being honored to be the Melech Hashem, Melech anointed by Hashem when he was first chosen. He was always concerned about what other people think, and he was always mochel on his kavod and humble in ways that were not kingly. So she had a lot going on. It says, basically, the Torah tells us that a king's honor is not up to him to simply put aside. He's not allowed to permit anyone to treat him or the office with contempt. There has to be awe. There has to be respect. We live in a democratic America where if you read Twitter and social media, you know that respect for the chief executive does not exactly flow in our veins here in this country. Great song. Yontif, I don't remember what his name was. It was the Avram Fried album of Yiddish songs, where he said, in America, we have no kibbut ava'im. One of the midrashim about Hashem bringing the Torah to different nations. And Yishmael wouldn't take it because it outlawed thievery. And Edom wouldn't take it because it outlawed murder. And in the song, the Yiddish song from the early 20th century, he says, Americans wouldn't take it because we don't have kibbut ava'im. We have Dem Yontif Mother's Day. So, you know, being mochel and kavod is something that we live by, but in the Torah, it's absolutely wrong. One can't do that. One can't debase himself. So Michal is just exploding with internal repression of these very strong feelings. So she comes out, Vatomer, and you see the way she speaks to him. Whew, sarcasm in the Nach. One of the reasons Nach is so exciting to learn is that every bit of human nature is in Nach, including sarcasm, which is my family's first language. English is our second language. We speak sarcasm first. And she says to him, Manichbad, Vatomer, Manichbad Hayom, Melech Yisrael. Ooh, look how honored today is the king of all of Klal Yisrael, Asher Nigla Hayom Le'enei Amho Savadov, who uncovered himself today in front of the handmaids of his servants. Not exactly naked, he exposed himself, would be the more angry sort of phrase the way she meant it. Kihiglos niglos achad horekim. Kihigolos niglos achad horekim. Like one of the lowlifes, one of the empty ones, would uncover himself without any self-respect. So no decorum, no dignity compared to you. Look at you, just jumping and leaping around and showing body parts as you jump around. Now, nobody had accused him of doing anything that would get you arrested in New York City, although I guess nothing would get you arrested in New York City nowadays. Nobody's accusing David, particularly Michal. She's not accusing David of doing anything degenerate or perverted in exposure. But even parts of the body that would normally be covered, the lower leg, your knees, would you go in to daven in the Beis HaKnesses HaGadol in Yerushalayim in a pair of shorts and a tank top? No, you wouldn't. You don't expose parts of your body that are disrespectful when you are going about God's business. And so Michal warns him, you really want to be one of the lowlifes? Not only are you the king, but you're also a Talmud Chacham. You're bringing dishonor and disgrace to the position that you occupy, to the throne. But you see, when your spouse, who knows exactly which buttons to push on you, goes after you, you sometimes get pretty vicious in response yourself. David's response is entirely to justify his actions. But to a wife, this is going to feel extremely harsh. And we see, we're going to see later, that Michal is in the wrong. David is not considered to have spoken wrongly the way he does. But remember the story of Yaakov Avinu when Rachel said, give me a child. And Yaakov said, am I God that I should be able to give you a child? One has to be on one's best behavior and taking the most care with the person whom you can hurt the most. American popular music in the 1940s had a song, you always hurt the one you love. And we're going to see David is going to lash out as well, and there's going to be consequences.